very good to see you. I heard you had to evacuate your home.
Yes, yes. Like most people, I had to. I got lucky, you know, the winds moved, but, you know, the fire was coming and all that stuff. So I feel lucky.
Are you guys back
in? And I think everybody did a great job.
Yeah.
Unlike the internet. Yeah.
Ooh, lads, let's head down to ABC Studios, where they love their minor attracted people. It's weird. And feast your eyes on this cut comedian circle jerk over here with these two fancy pants. They used to be funny when they weren't afraid of upsetting people, and now they're deathly afraid of upsetting pretty much everybody. And so they got their shiny trinkets, they got their golden baubles, and they want to keep them. And so they'll say all the ridiculously stupid stuff like, oh my God, Ziz, make sure you get your 18th booster shot of that totally safe, totally effective mRNA hot sauce. Or my new favorite, you know, water doesn't work against fires anyway. I can't believe everybody's criticizing the starting of Brave, don't need no man's marginalized BIPOC lesbian superheroine, Shiro, if you will, of the Los Angeles Fire Department. Yeah, water's stupid. Yeah, no, these fires were like really hot, and so water wouldn't have worked. And so shut up, internet, you're just bigots. Hateful bigots. Right, Bill Burr, you stupid idiot. And this other flat, you look like you put some weight on. Here you've got Colin Rugg. Comedian Bill Burr says he thinks California leadership did a great job on preventing and fighting LA fire. How'd you prevent them? It's the biggest fire in California history. It wasn't prevented, but anyhow. Prevented and fighting the LA fires. Says people who think otherwise are effing lunatics. Whee! Quote, I feel super duper lucky, and I think everybody did a great job. For real, thief. Okay, can I have some money now? Please don't hurt me. Everybody did a great job. You're the only idiot saying, even the leadership is pointing fingers at leadership. The diversity hire LGBTQ queen of the fire department got fired by the diversity hire mayor. They're all attacking each other. Nobody's saying that they did a good job, Bill. Holy hell. Can you fall on your woke sword some more? They did a great job. Great job. Hey, great job not maintaining the forest over here. Great job leaving all of this debris on the forest floor over here. Good job inviting illegal aliens to cook meth in the forests over there. Good job making sure that you don't collect any of this rainwater. Good job making sure that these reservoirs are empty. Good job making sure that there's no water or pressure in the hydrants. Good job. You stupid idiot. Look at this is the problem. This is Bill Burr and Jimmy Kimmel over here. They're the reason why Los Angeles keeps catching on fire. These two pricks over here, their soft underbellies, their acquiescence to wokeness. This is how you get more fires in California. Nobody can be held accountable because they're black. Nobody can be held accountable because they're a woman. Nobody can be held accountable because they're gay. Nobody can be held accountable because they're marginalized. No, let's hold some people accountable. This place burned down. There were multiple levels, multiple layers of failure. Let's look into No. Everybody did a great job. You're just stupid. Internet, you're stupid. Internet, you're stupid. How dare you attack brown women, marginalized women, lesbian women? You can't stop fire? Oh my God, there's like wind. Guys, wind. Can you believe this? Wind? How's water going to stop a fire when there's wind? Well, plenty of people found a way, like creating fire breaks. Whoa. The Los Angeles Fire Department was not allowed to hire any of these dudes because of their skin color, their sexual orientation, and their gender. Wow. But those dudes were able to save a couple neighborhoods. Why? How? Huh? What? What? Hey, not with water. Well, they used water and fire breaks. Yeah, yeah. Because they don't care about snails. They don't care about endangered shoehorn owls. No. I'll make a shoehorn owl endangered species burger. Anyway, these guys also had no problem saving this building with, you guessed it, water. Even though water's white supremacist and racist. Yeah, wow. And they're all mad. Oh my God, private firefighters? Yeah, they've got private fire. You know why they have private firefighters? Because those dudes couldn't get hired at the Los Angeles Fire Department because they're white dudes.
Yeah.
So they went elsewhere and they got a job in the private sector. And guess what? To nobody's surprise, the private sector, who hires based on merit, saved that building.
How do they do it?
Well, the dude who ran, Karen Bass, the mayor over there, her opposition, that dude, who probably straight white male, lost,
I'm sure legitimately.
Well, he saved an entire mall. He went and bought water tankers. That dude saved an entire man. Rick Caruso, the businessman who ran against Karen Bass for mayor, saved the Palisades Village Mall with private firefighters and water tankers. Where they don't care about your skin color. They don't care about your gender. They don't care about your sexual orientation. Can you haul a dude out of a building that's on fire? Okay, you hired. Are you willing to do that? You hired. By the way, no problem. The Palisades couldn't be saved, right? With the tens and tens and tens and tens and tens and tens of millions, despite the tens of million dollar budget cut that Karen Bass and Governor Newsom did to the department, with their tens and tens and tens and tens and tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars, they couldn't save the Palisades. But this dude, with his own money, saved the Palisades Mall. So there's plenty of people out there who figured out how to stop fire. Water! Water, you idiots! But they're the wrong skin color. They're the wrong sexual orientation. They're the enemy of wokeness, so they're evil, right? Even though they saved places. But the people who failed everybody, got people killed, and burned down, what? Billions of dollars worth of California. They did a great job because of their skin color. You idiots. So if you're wondering why, in 2 years from now, you'll have the next largest fire in California. It's their fault. It's their fault. They don't want anybody held accountable because these rich pieces of crap right here continue to make money by telling the rest of us, oh, you better shut up. Stop being so mean. Meanwhile, people will die. People will lose their homes and places will burn down. They're facilitating the next one. They're facilitating the next big fire. These people right here. These weak people right here. Because they want to keep that money train coming. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. You're kept up to date with woke leftist cuck comedians setting places on fire. Aiding and abetting setting places on fire. Of course, let's put it that way. Allegedly. Hit the subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.